In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. A couple phone lines available if you want to jump on hold, 404-726-0929. Again, as always on Mondays after Falcons games, we can talk Falcons or you can ask us anything. Robert is in Stockbridge. Hey, Robert.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hi, Robert.
Happy holiday to you guys. We're not quite there yet, but
thank you.
Quick question. You guys are the experts. You're a hell of a lot closer to this than I am, but does any other NFL team have a rookie head coach and rookie offensive coordinator similar to us that's struggling in their quarterback room? And could that be an issue with, you know, why the hell we can't get this QB situation going?
All right, Robert. Thank you. I'll just a little correct, because Raheem was a head coach before. He was a head coach in Tampa years ago. And then, there's a lot of first-time head coaches in the NFL right now.
Right. I think, you know, the thing with the
with first, young quarterbacks, too.
Yeah, the thing with a lot of the first-year young – it's all about the coordinators. It's all about who you get. You look at the team that just kicked the crap out of Atlanta yesterday, they got it wrong. And he corrected it immediately.
That's
like, okay, Ben Grubbs, yeah, you got to go. You can go down to Alabama.
Ryan Grubbs.
Thank you. You can go about your business, and I'll get me another guy in here.
Grubbs went back where he belongs. And the Seahawks got a real offensive coordinator, like an NFL offensive coordinator.
Yes.
But I mean, yeah, that's a part of it, though. Mm-hmm. Like, is a young play caller with young quarterback, like that was a part of the early part of the year.
Yes.
So they just looked like two people that were kind of going through growing pains together.
Yes.
Which is tough. You want one of them to have some, you know, some experience doing it, and neither of them did. But also, you got to remember, Robert, the plan was for Robinson to be calling plays for a 15-year NFL veteran.
I'm still trying to figure that right there. I mean, I guess, because Kurt knows his offense, blah, blah, blah. Maybe they can.
Well, but just if the criticism is, how's a first time guy supposed to bring along a rookie quarterback?
Right.
He wasn't really. The rookie quarterback was supposed to, and this still feels weird to say.
Yes.
The rookie quarterback was ideally supposed to have not played yet.
Not even this year.
That was their plan, was to spend a first round draft pick on a quarterback that they hoped didn't play for 2 years and maybe three.
Maybe.
If Kirk played better.
Yeah.
So
that was the plan.
A bad plan went badly. DJ is in Dallas. Hey, DJ.
Hey, what's going on, Andy, Randy?
Hey, DJ.
So, you know, the weather, cold weather cutting in and stuff like that, man. It's time for those stick-to-you meals. Tonight, my wife's making potato soup. Wanted to see what y'all's favorite, like, that warmy, hearty dish was. And also wanted to see, do you think Raheem's gone at the end of the year, or do you think he's going to get one more shot at it?
I do not think he's going to get another shot.
I think there was a chance maybe a couple weeks ago.
Maybe.
But it's gone as bad.
It's really, really bad now, man. It really, really is.
Yeah. And the stuff they need to get fixed isn't getting fixed. My go-to, like my favorite, my wife makes this time of year, hearty meal is a chicken pot pie. She makes a hell of a chicken pot pie.
I love chicken pot pie. I love homemade chicken pot pie.
Yeah.
My wife makes this chicken soup with cabbage.
Ooh.
It's really, really good. I'm a big soup guy now, and making it. I like making
Add it to the list.
I like making it, and so
he's a wine club wearing vests.
Yeah, man. But I'm gonna make. I make this pork belly soup that I'm gonna make this weekend.
I feel like I'm really proud of these things.
Oh yeah, like you're rubbing off on me. I'm rubbing off.
Oh,
on you
definitely
you.
Are.
Yeah, so
you definitely are rubbing off on me.
Damn.
No, but you
damn.
Know, not in that way.
Yeah, but do you know how these damn perv listeners are?
God, you guys are so perverted out there.
No, just pervs.
We watched, speaking of pervs, how am I going to transition to this? We were driving back from Charlotte yesterday, and my wife has the old DVD player, like the portable DVD player.
With the like the booklet?
With the book of DVDs. Because she keeps everything.
Right.
But it's great because like a lot of times when we're driving where we're going to see family, especially up in the mountains, the tablet won't work because there's no service.
Right.
And then you got to download stuff and it's memory. Anyway, she's got all the old movies. So they were watching Jingle All the Way with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sinbad.
Dude,
remember that movie?
You raised them so right.
Arnold Schwarzenegger in that movie at one point is trying to get the doll. And he goes, "I'm not the pervert." And it's one of the funniest things
Dude,
I've ever.
Y'all are raising them so well.
I think we're doing okay.
Yeah, man.
We're doing okay.
Keeping them old school. I like
we're doing
that.
Our best.
We had an issue yesterday with the damn Grinch. Because for some reason.
Which one?
The little boy, the smallest one.
No, but I mean which Grinch?
The new Grinch, because the Grinch is famous. Remember we talked about this on Friday, being a good dude. He's a bum, all right, that stole people's stuff. And when he got caught, he got a conscience, all right? Oh, the little dude won't sleep without his Grinch pajamas. Oh, he had a fit line. I put him to bed, "I want the Grinch." I was like, "Well, you got one inch in your daddy. Take your ass to damn bed." But oh God! So she
you're
went,
right though. You
so
brought
she
went, this
so
to
she,
my attention.
So she went and bought him all. She went and bought him all the new because he just got a whole bunch of new pajamas.
Yeah,
and just go get him Grinch pajamas. When did the Grinch become? He stole from folks, man.
He stole Christmas. That is what he is known for. The Grinch stole Christmas.
And now y'all want to prop him up like he's some good dude.
Now, you brought this to my attention last week or the week before. Cause
ain't no going back.
My kids also love the Grinch. And I was like, when did he get an image rehab? Like, who's this PR
ain't
guy?
Ain't no going back. You stole.
I think what happened was that
he stole
new
the
movie.
Bad things about Christmas.
No, he stole all the presents.
He stole all the presents.
Exactly.
You don't like lights?
Lights are cool, but it was never supposed to be about the presents.
He stole the crumbs.
Greed, I tell you. American greed.
He stole the crumbs, dude.
He stole the crumbs.
Them ragged-ass fingers.
Exactly, the last little bit. He took everything.
And that was dog abuse.
The light vacuum
cleaner.
And
it was dog abuse.
Fair enough. Sweet.
Dog abuse.
Dude, Max.
Cruelty to animals.
Max had to go through a lot in that movie.
Come on, man.
You're right.
But it's his image rehab has been unprecedented.
Unbelievable.
I never seen anything like it. Brian's in Atlanta. Hey, Brian.
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. Two things, both to Andy first and then to Randy second. Andy, you're from the Pacific Northwest, correct?
Yes.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, I'm not from the Pacific Northwest, but got there in 87 to go to school and before the Kingdom was there with the Seahawks. But my question to you is, in regard to the Seahawks more recently, after the Legion of Boom and after we got our first Super Bowl, what do you think is the major error that the Seahawks made after they get in their first Super Bowl? And do you think that the Seahawks that beat the Falcons' pants off them yesterday are going to be able to get back to the Super Bowl? That's number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, Randy, I think you're a football player, correct?
Yes. It was.
Okay, sounds good. My question. Well, yeah, you play.
Yes.
So my question is, you can't blame the coaches for what happens on the field because ultimately it's the execution of the players.
Right.
But my question to you is, with you guys mentioned it earlier about the Falcons, do you think that the Falcons fan base has accepted mediocrity from Arthur Blank and those who are making decisions, or do you think it's ultimately up to the players that are supposed to get the Falcons to the finish line and get to the big dance and get a Super Bowl?
Appreciate you, man.
Thank you, Brian.
And I'll take you guys' comments off. I'll take your comments off the air.
Great.
All
right, thanks, Brian.
Appreciate it. No, I mean, the players are just as culpable as everybody else in this right here. I don't think – I would never say that somebody settles for mediocrity.
No.
Yeah. I think,
do you hear these people calling in?
I think the Falcon fans want to win just as much as any other fan base in the NFL.
Absolutely.
So I don't think it's a settle for anything.
Also, and I don't know if he was trying to phrase it this way or not, but it kind of sounded like – if the Falcons fans had accepted mediocrity, that would then be why the team was mediocre?
No.
We're not blaming fans
for
this.
I'm not blaming nobody.
The fans are paying money.
I don't blame nobody
watching.
That don't be on that sideline,
exactly.
That be up at Flyery Prince.
Yeah.
That's who I blame for all this.
Yeah. If you're not getting a paycheck from the team, you're not to blame,
for
what's going on here.
Not at all.
I think the problem that the Seahawks faced after the championship was the problem a lot of teams face after championships is they were able to do what they did with a cheap quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And they got to pay everybody on defense.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the quarterback came time to get paid, they put a bunch of money on skill position players.
Mm-hmm.
They went out and got Jimmy Graham. And they kind of got away from their identity of, like, lines and toughness.
Yep, Max for Jimmy.
Yep, Max Unger for Jimmy is really what changed everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I know people want to blame it on Russell. Russell Wilson played really well for years.
He did.
After he got paid. But, yeah, they got away from the lines of scrimmage. And it took until now to get back there.
Yep.
Now, do I think that they can win a Super Bowl this year? I don't think. Probably not yet, but they're really young, though. They got a lot of talent on
very
that team.
Good.
And also, who knows? Like, the NFL is wide open this
right
year.
Now, that's why we were talking when we were talking about Buffalo. Like, if Josh Allen, I mean, you think about the big four of those quarterbacks.
Yeah.
He's the only one that's really in it.
Right.
Because Lamar, Mahomes, Patrick, and
Burrow.
Then Joe Burrow.
Yeah, they're all.
But you have to deal with these new kids.
Mm-hmm.
New England with their young quarterback. Yeah. Obviously, the Broncos and that defense. Yeah, this is Josh's best shot.
Yeah, those teams are up and coming. Doesn't it feel like you got the Bills and the Patriots in the playoffs? I'm taking the Bills.
Yes.
Like,
listen,
they've been there.
Yeah.
You got the Bills and the Broncos in the playoffs.
I'm taking
that Broncos defense.
That Broncos defense is rough.
That Broncos defense is rough. All right, Kevin is in Fayette County. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, guys.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Thanks for taking my call, man. Excited to talk to you. Enjoy your show.
Thanks for calling.
Listen, I'm a proud, proud JMU alumni and Pittsburgh Steelers. So why are you laughing, man? Why are you laughing? It's all good. Look, I have mixed emotions about JMU getting in. I really do. In past years, I would say it's great for recruiting, but
right.
It's really just going to be a showcase for people to come and pay more attention to JMU and steal our coaches and players. And, Napier is going to be there for about 2 years until he can rehab his image and win a Sun Belt.
That's true.
That's true.
He'll be somewhere else
You're
soon.
Right.
So, and as far as Notre Dame, man, join the damn conference. Like, you can't be mad that you're not getting in. It's the arrogance of Notre Dame believing that, hey, we can play whatever schedule, we can play an ACC schedule, not join the conference, go 12-1,
take all the money
and get in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take all the money.
Yep. Yeah. And get in. So you can't do that. So, man, kick rocks, Notre Dame. I don't care about that.
Hey, Kevin.
Yeah.
By the way, you got a JMU fan in me coming up on, on the 20th. I'm with you.
What's that?
Listen, man, it's
playing Oregon.
It's been really, it's been a really exciting
with
time.
With every ounce they have.
Dude, do you know?
Yeah,
thank you, Kevin.
My wife.
Thank you, Kevin.
Because what I'm looking at right now, you want to talk about unselfishness of a player. DK Metcalf is covering punts.
That's crazy.
He's getting double teamed by the Gunners, covering
a $40 million receiver.
That's just unselfish. Hey, I need you. All right, coach. Whatever you need. The thing with JMU, like, it's a stepping stone. It is. And Billy Napier is there to get. They're going to be fine, and they're going to win games and all those different things. And Billy Napier will be gone, and it'll be the next guy. The thing with Notre Dame is this: they got teased. They thought, and I think a lot of us might have thought it also, that because they kept being in front of Miami, were going to go.
Totally.
And they had to
Everybody thought Miami was going to get screwed.
They had to be like, oh, the head-to-head doesn't matter. Look, we're still ahead of them. And each week, Miami kept getting closer and closer and closer. And you're still sitting there like, oh, we think that Notre Dame is better than Miami. Oh, okay. Dude, I went and met the boys yesterday for cigars, but I wanted to wait till afterwards till I left, and I'm sitting there, see all the teams, and then I see Miami. I was like, oh wow.
Yeah. I was so happy.
I was happy as hell, but I was surprised.
I know a lot of Miami people that I like.
Yes.
I don't really know that many Notre Dame people. I know a few. Don't text me. I know you. I'm sorry that you're having a tough day.
Yeah.
But you'll be all right.
Yeah.
You'll be all right.
Whatever.
Let's get to take
a break. Whatever. God, this is great. Andy's a blabbermouth, so there's no way that he could be on the land for 50 years.
Nah, I'd indict myself very quickly. I like telling stories, man. I'd be in an Uber. Tell the Uber driver. I don't really know what it was about, but the phrase putting wood on them was used. Somebody was putting wood on somebody.
Randy was singing Fernando Mendoza was up to something. Turns out he was just listening with liquor ears.
Yeah, man.
Andy and Randy rub off on each other every day. And look, man.
Come on, man.
If you bully kids, you get Grinches. That's all I got to say about that. He was bullied. They made fun of him for being green and everything, man.
They did. He was an orphan.
So then he moved up into the cave and
he just wanted to be alone.
Stole Christmas one day.
But he did steal Christmas.
He shouldn't have done that.
Come on, man. Shouldn't have done that. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 11.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.